Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Irish footballer Seamus Coleman says the question of whether the Republic of Ireland should play Israel in the Nations League or not should never have come down to the players. Here he is speaking with RTE News last night.
It should never have come down to the players. This should have been dealt with long before it comes down to us getting asked questions about it. So I think it's very difficult for the players to, and especially, you know, the younger players, in my opinion, to be asked about it. You know, it's strong, the opinion of the Irish people, and we're a representation of the Irish people as well. So it's a very uncomfortable position for us to be in. But Tony, I'm sitting here across from you as a dad, as a son, as a husband, as a brother, and I've grown up knowing what's right and wrong. So very difficult position that it should never have been came to us, but listen, we're like yourselves. Everyone's got a heart.
So that was Seamus Coleman speaking there. Well, the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, and Charlie McConnellogue, Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Sport, confirmed this week that they will not attend the Ireland v Israel match at the Aviva Stadium later this year. And this afternoon, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that Ireland does not want to be self-defeating in its approach to international soccer matches against Israel. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Donacha O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork, South Central, and party spokesperson for Foreign Affairs. You're welcome to The Hard Shoulder. So we have that now confirmation from our Minister for Sport and our Junior Minister for Sport that they are not going to be attending this game. What message do you think is coming from this government now on these fixtures?
Well, I think it's very clearly implied in that they recognise that this game shouldn't be going ahead, but that they're not actually coming out and saying it, which is what they should be doing. This is a country, which is responsible for genocide, for some of the greatest crimes that we've seen in this century. But this is also a football association, the Israeli Football Association, that's acting in clear breach of UEFA's rules. Previous countries that have breached those rules have been suspended, such as Russia was for using territory in Ukraine for its football association. It's in clear breach. The Israeli Football Association is as well. In my view, what the government needs to do very clearly is to say that the game should not be going ahead. And I think that would be considerable political cover for the FAI to be able to stand up for UEFA rules. UEFA ducked that decision. The FAI should take a stand in relation to that, make it clear, show moral leadership and say that we are not going to participate in this game.
But I think the junior minister said, when he was asked about this at a committee this week, Charlie McConnellogue, he said, look, this is a decision for the FAI because matters of football belong to governing bodies. That's who should make the decision, not governments.
Well, it will be the FAI will decide in the end whether the fixture it takes place or not. But I think it is obviously the case that a government can state its opinions. These are political actors. They can state their opinion as to whether they believe this match should go ahead or not. And I think that they should make it very clear that they don't believe this match should go ahead. I think the players have emerged with a great deal of credit. I heard Seamus Coleman there. I heard Jamie McGrath during the day as well. And I think they spoke with a great deal of moral clarity. And I think that represents the fact that is the opinion of most people involved in Irish football. About 89% of delegates to the there was an 89% vote that the match shouldn't go ahead at the General Assembly. I know there's an EGM being called now. Over two-thirds of professional footballers in Ireland saying the match shouldn't go ahead. So they have shown, I think, very clearly what the opinions of people involved in Irish football are. I think the FAI needs to respect the wishes of its members. It needs to take a stand and state that this match should not go ahead. This is a state that is responsible for appalling crimes against the civilian population. And a football association that's that is acting in clear contravention of FIFA rules.
But what to the point that the manager made last night, that if we don't play these games, we hand 6 points over to Israel, and that absolutely increases their chances of getting out of this group, of qualifying for this group and actually getting into the Euros?
Well, there's a couple of parts to that. The first is, I'd say, like, I mean, there has to be a perspective in relation to this. At the end of the day, what is most important here? And that is the fact that these appalling crimes committed against the Palestinian people, the attempts to undermine the viability of a Palestinian state and a political solution.
But what we're ultimately doing is what he's saying, is that we're handing them a pass. We're actually making it easier for them now to qualify out of this group and to play even more football going forward.
It is also the case that if UEFA has ducked their responsibilities in this instance, if it isn't the case that the member countries of UEFA, including Ireland, don't take a stand, then they will get away with that. Clearly, an example needs to be set. And I do believe that will have an effect on other countries, on other football associations, as to their willingness to take part in many other countries and many other sets of players and football associations would be deeply uncomfortable with playing such a match. I think that Ireland can set a clear example of moral leadership here, and the government should back them. And if there's a fine, then I think the government should be willing to support them in addressing that. But
so clearly, just to be clear, UEFA have warned here that there could be sanctions if Ireland simply refuses to fulfill the fixtures. You think that's something that the FAI should just accept and the government should stump up and support them on?
Well, they have made threats, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's appalling. I think it's disgraceful, given that it's they who have failed to abide by FIFA rules. It's they who have failed to apply their rules. But I think the government should back them. The sanctions appear to be in the relation of points and a fine. If there is a fine, then I think the government should be willing to assist the FAI in that. And I suppose, yes, in terms of the points, that is an obvious consequence. But I think there is a matter of perspective here in the context of what is going on the ground and the clear desire. Like, I mean, the players are right. They shouldn't have to be in this position. This should be between the FAI and the government should be making this decision. It shouldn't fall on the players. I think they've spoken with a great deal of moral clarity. And I think that the decision the FAI should take should reflect that.
Okay, and it was clear to listen to Seamus Coleman last night that he does feel like he's in an uncomfortable position. And in fairness, in some ways, it hasn't been left to the players because they have the cover of the FAI. The FAI has made this decision to go to the game last night. Do you agree with the actions of some supporters, including the throwing of tennis balls onto the pitch? And do you believe that there's going to be a real escalation of this campaign in the coming months?
I think there will, and I do support protests against this match taking place. And I think that, you know, supporters have been very clear in relation to where they stand on this. I think it was an effective, peaceful protest, and I think that's fair enough in the context of what is going on here. Like it really is one of the most appalling situations that we've seen in this century. Tens of thousands of children, of innocent people being killed. So in such a context of that, yes, absolutely, protest is warranted. And I think it will escalate. And I think that that's not just related to football supporters, but I think it will also very clearly include a large amount of football supporters, because you see that vote there at the General Assembly. Irish people involved in Irish football do not want this game to go ahead.
But I suppose you could say, look, you have a choice. If the game's going ahead, don't watch it. Don't attend it.
Well, like, I mean, I don't think this is this isn't a question of
boycott the matches.
Clearly that's not the issue. The match still goes ahead. The Israeli, like as Richie Sadler, I think very articulately put it, the Israeli national anthem plays over the Aviva. Potentially ministers or representatives of the Israeli government are present. People who were involved in the IDF, very likely, as a large proportion would have been at some stage in their life, will be on the field. So, like, I mean, simply not watching it hardly changes a great deal. This isn't a matter of personal choice. This is about an effective statement the FAI and by the Irish government in the context of what is going on the ground in Palestine.
Okay, and I have to be clear, I'm not across how many of those players have been in the IDF, so I can't answer to that at this point. I just want to bring you a texter from a big Ireland football fan. The game should go ahead. Politics don't belong in sport. If we don't play the games, it will affect us qualifying for the Euros. Do not speak for me.
That's fair enough. And obviously not every football supporter is going to be of the same view. But when you look at the membership of the FAI, its delegates at its General Assembly, there's a very clear statement. They're two-thirds of professional footballers. It seems to me that the majority of fans, of volunteers and involved in Irish football are very clear that this match shouldn't go ahead. there is undoubtedly always a political element to sport. I think it's good to try and keep maybe party politics out of sports, but sport is by definition very often quite political. But the other thing I'd say is this is a football association in clear breach of FIFA rules. UEFA have ducked the decision to try and sanction them for that. Ireland should take a stand, right, not only for the situation on the ground, but also for the rules by which they're affiliated to FIFA.
Okay, Derek O'Leary, thank you so much for speaking to us. We'd love to hear from football fans here. Do you agree that our ministers shouldn't be attending this game? We did, I should point out, invite both ministers on the programme today to ask why it is that they are not attending, but they were not available, it appears.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.